Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2883, Self-Care Habits for Your Daily Routine by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. I cover lots of topics like personal development or personal growth, self-help, mindfulness, happiness, and a lot more. Anything that I think can help you live a more meaningful life in just a few minutes every day. So with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Self-Care Habits for Your Daily Routine by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. Many of us already understand that self-care is more than a manicure and bubble bath. As lovely as these things are, there's more to a happy and healthy body and mind than a quick fix to make our nails look pretty or a soak in a warm bath. The true meaning of self-care is doing whatever we need to nurture a healthy body and mind. It's about making good decisions on what benefits our well-being on a regular, daily basis. Self-care is about knowing ourselves, keeping positive habits, developing good boundaries, and knowing what makes us feel good instead of just what brings us down. Self-care is learning about and leaning into what makes us happy, positive, confident, and resilient, and leaning away from the things that cause us stress, upset, frustration, and negativity. Self-care doesn't have to be big or complicated. It doesn't have to be unrealistic for those of us with a busy life, a busy home, and a busy schedule. In fact, if that feels like your life right now, self-care is even more important. It's what will keep you going, even if your life feels like it's running away without you. Effective, empowering self-care is little things done often. It's about building up little habits that you repeat daily and which become part of your daily flow without feeling like it's yet another thing to add to your to-do list. To give you some ideas, here are 6 self-care habits for your daily routine for a happy and healthy body and mind without added stress or hassle on your to-do list. Quote, rest and self-care are so important. When you take time to replenish your spirit, it allows you to serve others from the overflow. You cannot serve from an empty vessel. Eleanor Brown. 6 self-care habits for your daily routine. Number 1, create a supportive morning routine. Establish a morning routine that prepares you for the day ahead. Choose to wake up a little earlier if this is the only way you can carve out some extra time for yourself. Fill it with things that will support you to have a better day or which are weighing heavy on your mind so you can get them out of the way first thing. Give yourself a little extra time to get ready for the day or use the quiet, peaceful time before the house wakes up to do things you wouldn't be able to do during the day. Number 2, choose healthier food and drink options. Drink plenty of water, choose healthier meal and snack options, watch your intake of sugar, salt, caffeine, and alcohol. I'm all for eating healthily, but I don't like the extra faff that comes with sticking to a special diet. I don't do very well when I try to cut things out completely, and I hate fad diets that promise the earth, but which I can't deliver on. Instead, I prefer to just try choosing healthier options wherever possible. Decaf coffee sometimes instead of the strong stuff. Half a glass of wine mixed with some lemonade. If I set the bar too high, I never meet my own expectations. Give myself a little more latitude, and I usually surprise myself. Number 3, move your body regularly. Take regular exercise and move your body in a way that's comfortable to you. Choose to walk instead of hopping in the car, the stairs instead of the lift. Kick a football around the park with your kids instead of screen time. Again, it's about setting realistic and simple targets and expectations for yourself instead of setting the bar too high and giving up because you can't reach. A little bit of exercise as often as you can will do much more for you than 1 month in the gym and 11 months off. Number four, listen to yourself. Check in with how you're feeling and recognize when you need to slow down, do less, come away from the screens, avoid social media, take a nap, let off steam, hug someone, confide your thoughts, or share a laugh. Your body and mind will tell you what they need if you choose to listen to them instead of the noise of the busy world outside. Number five, do something that makes you happy. There's enough sadness and struggle in the world, and we could all do with a little more cheer and joy. Be mindful of the little things in life, laugh as much as you can, and seek out happiness wherever possible. Have a laugh with your friend, joke with your partner, giggle with your kids. Be mindful, be grateful, be happier. And number six, create a calming evening and bedtime routine. A calm, restful evening routine helps us wind down from the day and prepare your body and mind for sleep. Stay away from the screens, do things that quiet your brain and relax after your busy day. What you haven't got done today, pop them on your list to do them tomorrow. You just listened to the post titled Self-Care Habits for Your Daily Routine by Antonia Collins of BalanceThroughSimplicity.com. Thank you to Antonia for this one. Listening to yourself or checking in or even hearing that your body and mind will tell you what they need, it might seem pointless or a bit out there, but I saw a study the other day about how a simple 13-minute guided meditation with body scanning, which is basically doing exactly that, checking in with the body, the study showed that it had numerous positive benefits in people's lives, including enhanced attention, memory, mood, and emotional regulation in non-experienced meditators, often for longer periods of time, not just right after they do this practice. And that's a huge reason to do this. There are a bunch of ways to do body scans, and before bed is a great time to do it. But you can do it anytime with or without help and see what works best for you. Now, on that note, we actually just released a sleep affirmations show. So basically a complement to the Optimal Living Daily family. Most people listen to this show or any of the shows in this Optimal Living Daily family during the morning or day. Now we have a nighttime show, which goes through this idea of checking in, doing a quick body scan, and then going through a series of affirmations. And I've seen studies on that as well, showing how affirmations can help with things like stress. It's really about positivity and manifestation, which I think we can all use. So it'd be amazing if you check out that new show. The easiest way to find it is to search for Optimal Living Daily, this show, wherever you're hearing this, and then all of our shows, including the new one with sleep affirmations, should pop right up. So as I'm recording this, we don't have an official name for the show yet, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. Again, just search for Optimal Living Daily, and then that, as well as all of our shows, should pop right up in the results. So thank you for checking it out. Hopefully it helps you and gives you some sweet dreams. Have a great rest of your day and night, and I'll be back with another article for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.